People who vote in school board elections prize local control. That was reflected last year when attempts by ultra-conservative national groups like Moms for Liberty to take over local school boards generally fell flat. But national attempts to sway local public school boards on culture war issues hasn't disappeared. Colorado Public Radio's Jenny Brundine has more.
Upset about masking in schools during the pandemic, voters in Colorado's rural, deep red Garfield County installed an even more conservative school board in 2021. But when one of those board members, Tony May, tried to introduce new controversial social studies standards called American Birthright, chaos ensued.
That's not being inclusive.
May's conduct shocked teacher and parent Leanne Reichel.
It was like, this guy is not listening. And he's not respecting the other voices on this board.
Board meetings were packed, mostly with opponents of the standards. Reichel found them superficial and propaganda-like.
I cannot let my kids be educated by this. I refuse.
Some parents and teachers were worried that the district would mirror another rural Colorado district, Woodland Park. After it adopted American Birthright, nearly 40% of teachers and staff quit. Eventually, Garfield's school board rejected the ultra-conservative social studies standards, with May the lone supporter. But many in the district found May so bullying and partisan over the standards that they launched a campaign to recall him. Willow Brotzman is a parent in the district.
His tactic was just to force everyone to be on board with him, so you were either with him or you were against him.
May didn't respond to interview requests, but he said in a board meeting the recall was politically motivated.
And for the record, I haven't bullied anyone.
Some allies came in to help May fight the recall, all the way from Ohio.
We need to make them look like the villains that they are.
That's Kelly Coles.
The radical left-wing grooming. Call them everything they are, guys. Don't hold back.
Coles is on a call with a handful of May's local supporters. She works with Moms for America, a different group than Moms for Liberty. In this recording provided to NPR, they discuss a playbook for school boards. Fire the district lawyer and superintendent, replace them with people to do your bidding. She instructs the group to hire someone to write PR statements.
We're going to make Tony look like a victim. We're going to clearly point out the bullies.
She means those backing the recall. Coles lays out the scenario.
And they're lying to citizens, and that's what a shame that is. So in every scenario, guys, you know there's a victim, bully, hero. And that's what we have to play in this one.
She was invited to the call by Sharona Bishop, a former Garfield County resident who now lives in Texas. Bishop has a show on Frank Speech, operated by Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy.
We worked our rear ends off to try to bring some kind of uprightness to that valley and to make sure our kids were being educated and not indoctrinated and not lose this district to the woke mob. So shame on you all if you don't stand up for Tony. This is insanity.
But even though Garfield County remains conservative and elected a conservative school board a few years ago, the recall campaign is going forward. A local court just rejected an attempt to stop it. And May's opponents say their coalition to recall him is broad-based. They say they just want to keep extreme politics out of school boards. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine.